Democrats plan to hide amnesty behind $10 billion border project. By Neil Monroe on July 23, 2021. Democrats are adding $10 billion to the pending $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill to help hide their huge amnesties from worried voters, according to a report in Axios. The extra money would provide Democrats with a $10 billion talking point to fend off criticism from local voters who recognize how an amnesty of roughly 8 million economic migrants would damage their wages, wealth, and communities. Senator Ben Raluhan, DNM, a member of the Senate Budget Committee, road-tested the rhetoric at Axios.com, saying, "I've consistently advocated for making smart, modern investments when it comes to border security. The spending would fund modernization of ports at our border and would require drug screening of all passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles that come into the United States." Axios described the Democrats' plan for the next few weeks. Why it matters: Democrats already plan to include roughly $120 billion for pathways to citizenship for Dreamers, temporary protected status holders, and undocumented essential workers. The sources said there will be even more to address immigration, with more direct infrastructure ties. But even the $10 billion fig leaf would be covertly designed to accelerate migration into Americans' jobs, neighborhoods, and civic life, Axios reported. What we're hearing, details haven't been finalized, but the funds could be put toward facilities for handling asylum claims, additional staff for higher cross-border traffic areas, expanding immigration courts to address backlogs, alternatives to detention programs, and various ports of entry repairs, three sources familiar with the negotiations say. The $10 billion spending plan comes as the Biden administration refuses to build any more border wall with money that Congress formally appropriated in 2019 and 2020. The extra $10 billion is just one of the many ways in which the giant budget bill is used to hide the amnesty under massive spending programs for government health care, daycare for children, education programs for adults, as well as a variety of climate-related spending programs. The Democrats are hiding the amnesty and the gigantic spending plan because they do not have public support for their radical migration and amnesty agenda. But also, they do not want to offer concessions that would win over public support for careful amnesties. So, Senate Democrats want to pass their amnesties by burying them in a bill that sets spending levels under the no-filibuster reconciliation process. This maneuver could allow them to pass a fast-track, nation-changing amnesty with just 51 votes instead of the 60 votes normally required to get bills through the 100-member Senate. The task is difficult, in part, because the Senate rules say that a senior clerk in the Senate must first okay the proposed spending as directly related to budgets. The clerk, titled the parliamentarian, can reject pieces of the bill if they are related to policy debates instead of budget allocations. So far, no GOP senator has broken ranks to say he will give for the Democratic amnesty, largely because the amnesty would raise government spending and eventually provide Democrats with millions of voters. Democrats are going to do the best that we can to include amnesties in the spending plan, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said in a July 20 interview with PBS. "Well, we're trying to cover people who have been in the forefront, among other things, of protecting our economy, critical care workers, Dreamers, and others. I have believed for a long time, as I think almost all the members of the Democratic caucus and some Republicans, that the time is long overdue to pass comprehensive immigration reform and a path toward citizenship. So we can't do it completely, the way I would like to do it, in a reconciliation bill. There are real constraints, in terms of policy, what you can do? We're going to do the best that we can. I believe we can draft a bill to get it done," Budget Chief Representative John Yarmuth, DKY, tweeted on July 20. "Even if the parliamentarian does strike the amnesty from the budget, the $10 billion for border construction will likely remain," a source told Breitbart News. Overall, investors want to import more migrants, even very poor migrants, because they spike consumer sales, boost rental rates, cut wages, and so raise profits and stock values. They also serve as clients for welfare agencies, as, eventually, as voters for Democrat activists. but migration damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, and fractures their open-minded, equality-promoting civic culture. In general, legal and illegal migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor. Biden's decision to restart the economic extraction of valuable consumers, renters, and workers from poor countries also helps move wealth and social status from heartland red states to the coastal blue states. Within each state, the extraction policy also helps move wealth and status from GOP rural districts to Democrat cities. Unsurprisingly, a lopsided majority of Americans oppose labor migration.